Wednesday, Shir Yod Gimel.
The Tanya. The Shilach Ze Aregel. V'chen Oimer Mishalche Regel Asher V'Yachamoy. And the Pasuk says here. כי הווה הרעיש סודו הקרם ושילח אז בעירוי וביר בשדה האחר. אז מוזס, ושילח זה הרגל, חנועים מהם משלחי רגל השור והחמור, וביר זה השן, וחנועים מהם כאשר יווה הרגל עגול עולד תומוי. סוריה ומוקר צייץ השן צייץ הרגל, ושילח זה הרגל, וחנועים משלחי רגל השור והחמור, וביר זה השן, וכן רואים כאשר יבייר הגול עולד תומוי. היו לא ידעתם כאשר יבייר הגול עולד תומוי. So Rashi says, עוד עוד פשעת גול עולד זה שן, תד מסגלה ומסקסה. עוד מלושן גלולים, that the שן makes גלולים. And Tesis מגדל מרבנו חננל, that מלושן שייש, גול עולד מלושן שייש, and שן looks like a שייש, like a marble stone. עומר מר, ושילח זו הרגל, וכן רואים מהם משלחי רגל השור והחמור. תאי מדקוס אברחמון המשלחי רגל השור והחמור. הולב הוכה במים וכמינס לו. זה סתם, הוא מוכם ספורגר, זה פושט. But we see in the Gemara that שור only has שולש אובס. קרם, רגל ושן. There's no another chance what שור could be. שור could be other קרם, עוד השן, עוד הרגל. ומילא זוג נגמור, תאי מדקוס אברחמון ובשילח זה הרגל. חנועים ומשלח רגל השור והחמור. הולה ואוכי, if I would not have the פוסוק ובשילח, ומי מוקמינס לו, and what I would be my meat, the פוסוק ובשילח. אי קרן כסיב, אי שן כסיב. So it has to be that it's רגל. And myself, I will figure out that it's רגל. It's צריך. סל כדאי תוך המינה אידה ואידה השן והודה מחל לקרמה והודה לא ימחל לקרמה. אני טו פסוק עם השן, one on מחל לקרמה and one on I'm חייב, even if it's not מחל לקרמה. והשתו דוק מינה הרגל שן דלו ימחל לקרמה מנולו דום ידה רגל, מה הרגל לא ישנו מחל לקרמה ולא ישנו לא ימחל לקרמה? אף שן לא ישנו מחל לקרמה ולא ישנו לא ימחל לקרמה. So first, Pshat HaGemore, even in the Hemshech, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see, there's a lot in Pshat. Rashi learns Pshat, that if I would have one posuk, I would be mainly the posuk in Mechal HaKarne. Ve'ayinu misvore, if it's only one mazik, misvore, I think, that is Mechal HaKarne. Misvorez mechal ekarne, and I'm not chayev if it's not mechal ekarne. I'm only chayev on mechal ekarne. Misvorez, I'm only chayev on mechal ekarne. So I need another pasuk to tell me, even I'm loy mechal ekarne. But misvorez, I'm only chayev on mechal ekarne. Misvorez, I'm only chayev on mechal ekarne. And sheloy mechal ekarne, misvorez, I'm not chayev. Bemele, I need two pesukim. Rashi asked the kasha, so write loy mechal lekarne, and bemele I will know also why I need two psukim. Why I need two psukim? And Rashi answers, if I would have only one posuk, I would say that that posuk is talking and mechal lekarne. So I need two psukim. So again, if I have one pasuk on Shen, it's mistom mechalekal. So I need two pasukim. Write only one pasuk. So actually, either pasuk that I will write, I will think that he's a mechalekal. So the mele is something more. Okay. So the mele, if I would have only two pasukim, I would not know regel. Frank the Gemara that now that it says regel, from where I know regel, from where I know Shen, the loy mechalekal, I learn it out from regel. And how I know regel that is not mechalekal? Maybe regel is also mechalekarne. And here Rashi says, it says in the pasuk v'bir. It doesn't say v'bir, it says v'shilach. We have to understand pshat and Rashi. I will explain myself. Tesis and the Rabbeinu Peretz learned pshat, that not that misvore, I would think that you need mechalekarne. The reason I would think that you need mechalekarne is, it says in the pasuk v'bir. It's mashma dafka mechalekarne. So then you will have Rashi's kasha. So don't write v'bir. If the Torah is only talking about Shen, write only v'shilach. And Tesis will answer that if the person could write v'shilach, I would think mishlach shluchi. So lefide Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tesis, maybe the Rashbo, but Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, the reason the Gemara had a tzad dafka mechalekarne, it's not because it's lomdish. It's because lashon apostle is v'bir. Val loshen apostuk is v'bir, is mashma dafke mechale karme. V'mele, I need another apostuk to tell me, even shaloi mechale karme. So write v'shilach. I would think dafke shloach shluche. Rashi learns, even apostuk I would write, I would think that it's dafke mechale karme. I'm not nedaik the loshen apostuk while it says v'bir. Misvor I would think dafke mechale karme, and shaloi mechale karme na. So Rashi has the kashya to write. So Rashi, I can write one pasuk. Either pasuk I'll write, I will think that it's dafka mechalek arne. Nothing more. I ask a kasha. Okay, so one pasuk is Shen, one pasuk is Regel. So how I know Shen that loy mechalek arne? Is it Gemara? I learned it from Regel. So if you taste this in Rabbeinu Peretz, it's poshut how I learned it from Regel, because Regel doesn't say v'bir, it says v'shilach. Mashiengel lefi Rashi that lechure misvore every time it's dafka mechalek arne. So what the Gemara says, I will learn it from Regel. How I could learn it from Regel? But maybe regel is also dafka mechalek arne. So Rashi says, "Val it says v'shilach, it doesn't say v'bir." So the Foshim explain, "I Rashi was not medayik from the loshen, but from the shinui aloshen and the pasuk switched legabe regel and used the loshen v'shilach as mashma in the pasuk even loy mechalek arne." This is the pshat haGemara. Bez Hashem, this pshat is nogea to the whole Amud here, how to learn the Rashba, the Rishonim. This is the second chelik of the sugya that we'll get to it later. But we'll start with Tchilas haGemara. The Gemara says, if I would have one posuk, I would think Shen is dafka mechale karne. Aval loy mechale karne am potu. Zogt Rashi. Ine veide v'shilach v'bir tarvayu Hashem. V'shilach osu l'chiyu v'eichet loy kale karne. The mashma kigoin, שאוכלו הרוגו וסייפו לחזו ולצמח אבל לא יקב התחילו וביר היינו איכת המחלקה לדה משמע וביר שמבאר לגמרי even here in Rashi it's משמע as the דיוק but Rashi means the second pasuk is uptouching the lotion קצת קשה מכל מוקם Rashi says what is the איכתים צהב לא ימחה לקרנה שאוכלו הרוגו וסייפו לצמח שלא יקב התחילו. So I would think that b'chai gavne he doesn't have to pay. Avad this gemara needs a little bit pshat. Well, a little bit pshat. Sal kedai toch, she ate the arugo, and it's not going to grow exactly the same. But he's potu, why? It's loy mechale karne. How much, if it will grow regularly, how much should it be worth? $100. Now that it grows back, but it's like a batchila. How much it's worth? $90. So why it's not called mechale karne? It grew back, not the same. It grew back, the same vegetable, it looks the same, it doesn't shine. So it's a chidush that it's called le mechale karne. You could have argued, belong this, if it doesn't shine, so the part of the shine is mechale karne. Why it's worth less? Because it's missing something. I'm asking you a question. A person goes to a house and breaks a window. He has to pay. The house is standing. How the window is not standing? Every time, what I minus from you, I was mechalek arne. It's not so glad. But the vial, I'm leaving, I'm just as we learn that Shtom Tzatrachim Tiz the Soif. Why it's called exactly Loi Mechalek Arne? But it's called Loi Mechalek Arne. It's called Loi Mechalek Arne. So it's called Loi Mechalek Arne. And while it's called Loi Mechalek Arne, while it's called Loi Mechalek Arne, B'meile, while it's called Loi Mechalek Arne, was a Salkedai Dach Yupot. Frek Teisus Akashi and Rashi. Pirush HaKudrus Shachas שעושה לצמוח אבל לא כבתחילו וכושר או מחלה קרנה שגם הביילים הם יכולים לקצר תסס אז אסינג על קשע עם רשי הרי את מחלה קרנה שגם הביילים יכולים לקצר we have the time in Rabbeinu Tam I was writing the shiurim from Rabbeinu Tam maybe it's a bit more clear the question more simple לא ינהיר הפירוש רשי וכמפורש לא ימחה לקרן דובר שדרכו ילחזר ולצמוח he misses out the words כבתחילו ולא כבתחילו ומכל מקום מה שאוכל לא יצמח לאוילום יויסר he's pointing out the question רשי says the vegetables will not grow the same say that but the animal ate what he ate will never grow back So that is Mechale Karne. So why he will not pay it? I will explain the question. But surely the question is that they understood Levi Rashi that if she eats and it grows back almost the same, you potu. You potu from everything. And this is what they understood in Rashi. But lo Mechale Karne, you potu from everything. Frekt Rabbeinu Ta'am But what she ate will never come back. So what she ate is mamish mechalek arne. So pay the shachas that you ate. What she ate is worth 100. Pay what you ate. Pay what you ate. Einachinami, the fruit that grew back 90, that 10 I don't have to pay. But what I ate, Lama Zogin, is worth 50. She ate the shachas. Pay back what you had, what you ate. The pashas, the stasis is cash. Stasis doesn't say glow. But Michali Kana, she, kama bailim o yocholim likzot. Lo inehira pirush rashi. The mikol makoim, So our kasha and Rashi is what the Masada the kasha. What he ate, that for sure is kale karne. That will never come back. So why it's mashma and Rashi that you don't pay it? And in Tesis and Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Peretz state that you do pay it. Zog de Gilyon Alphas. The first Mahalach. Zog de Gilyon Alphas. Rashi said it will not grow back the same. Why Rashi said it? So Pashas, we understand that the whole discussion is if to pay that $10 that now it's worth 90 and before it was worth 100. But if it grows back 100, there's nothing more to discuss. So Rashi said it grew back 90. But it's Loi Mechalek Arne, and he does it's Al Kedaitor that he doesn't have to pay that 10, and La'alocha he has to pay that 10. Zog de Gilyon Alphas, no. Rashi learns like this. If it's going to grow back the same, so the Bailim also, Mistamer, would come, will give it to the animals to eat, and it will grow back, and he will have two bashes a year. He will have the first time that it grew, he gave it to the animals, and then it grew back again. So for sure, if your animal ate his field for the first piece, for the first, I thought you have to pay what you ate. What does the son have to pay? Tesis is asking a good cash. Pay that money. Zogt Rashi, while it doesn't grow back the same, so the Bailim was not planning to give it to the animals to eat. So b'meile that, you don't have to pay to the Bailim. That the Bailim was meyash, he's not planning to take it. So the only discussion is that now it's worth 90 and it's not worth 100. Although that the Bailim is not planning to use. This is shit that Rashi zog to give you an alfas. Why you don't pay what he ate? Vile, zog to give you an alfas. The bailim is not choizer kevatchilo, and the guy wants to have good fruit because it's easier to sell them. You're right, and if you give it to the animals, you'll make double money. He wants regular fruits, and he's not planning. But made it that hezek the Bailim doesn't have. The Bailim was never planning to do that. The only hezek the Bailim has, that he wanted to have fruits of 100, and now he has fruits of 90. And Tesfa says, you're right that he was not planning to do it. But it's his, and he could do it. If he could do it, you're a god, and you have to pay it. So the ganze machlekes Rashi and Tesfus, some zaitike machlekes. Rashi holds what he ate is nothing more to discuss, because that the Bailim was not planned to take. So what is discussed is that it's worth 190 instead of 100. And shita sa Tesfus, lo shana Tesfus, shekeven sha Bailim ha yecholim liktzor. So b'meili you have to pay it. Azay the Gideon Alpha Swiss Pshat. It says the Fidat what Rabbi Tam bought Rashi and the Mukir Yosef, they didn't bring him right. He said Rashi cost of Shechoizo v'tzomeach. No, and that if it's Choizo v'tzomeach Ragil, Avada you have to pay. So if we misakem the way the Gideon Alpha learns, in the beginning it sounds the MS of Pshat. Yeah, it's another Pshat, but the way it sounds. That what is the machlekes? The machlekes is legabe. The shaila is if he has to pay the $10 from 90 to 100, but it's like chazal b'kachila. Just taste out the problem. Forget about that. What were the main stuff? What were the main stuff? That is Rashi. This you don't have to pay. And taste is all. No, you have to pay it. Vile. The Bailim has a right. You have to pay it. What is the problem to learn like that? I'll ask you one problem. If that is the emes of pshat, we don't have a tzad that is the pshat. But if that would be the emes of pshat, I will ask you a kash. So Tesis had to say, I'm choylik and Rashi, and you have to pay it, right? Say it. So pay the shachas. Now is another discussion. He has to pay that $10 that it lost, that now it's not worth 100 or not. And then as a gemara, that lo mechalikana, you don't have to pay. Why Tesis has to come to a new pshat of tin for payers? Stick to Rashi's pshat. That $150 what he ain't pay. Now I'm asking you, he has to pay that $10 or not? It's lo mechalikana, he doesn't have to pay. Does he the sugi of the gemara? Why to switch the pshat in the sugi and to mind me the sugi? In a case, the tin for payers, I don't know what is the pshat. Why is the mechalekano, we'll see later, if you can wash it, rasha. What? Tin for payers, a new pshat of tastes. Stick to Rashi's pshat. She ate it shachas, it grew again, now it's worth 99-100. The gabi what he ate, you pay. Now the shaila is, if you have to pay this extra $10, and of them, state in the gemara, while it's loy mechalekano, you don't have to pay it. Kamash malon, you have to pay it. Why you have to say a new pshat? Lochin, Elo Yeshloima. That you pay, but lefoneinu yesh discussion acher. If you have to pay the $10, if loy mechalekama. And Tesis is mashma that because it's kasha, that it doesn't make sense that he will not pay what he ate. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. And I will tell you more from that. I'll ask the Kashan Azevi Alamdin. Maybe Rashi is masking that you pay it. You pay it. The discussion is the $10. I'm not only asking why Tais didn't say such a pshat in the Gemara. He's asking a Kashan Rashi. That you pay. I'm not discussing that. We're discussing something else. That extra $10 that now it's worth 90 and 100, he has to pay or not. As Lebe Chalikamna, he doesn't have to pay. Maskone, he has to pay. What does this want from Rashi? Rashi said you don't pay it. Maybe you pay it. Some Prita asked you why Tais had to say a noob shah, but I'm asking you better. You're asking Kashi and Rashi, what's wrong with Rashi? Why do you pay that? Oh, so he pays tax, he pays a lot of things, this guy. The shaila is, if he pays, this 90 comes to 100. Was mashma to them and Rashi as nish. No. First, no. I'm saying, what is the two chesroinus in the Rav Alfas? that the whole shot of the Rishonim was better than no, no, if Rashi is much more important than Ganzen, it's not MS. No, maybe Rashi holds you off. Second, let Tesis to stick with Rashi's pshat, and you pay. And third pshat is whole pshat, while the Bailim will not do it, he doesn't have to pay to the Bailim, I don't think it's MS. If the Bailim will know that someone is going to eat it, he for sure will do it. The Bailim is masking not to use it if in the end it's worth it. A guy is investing, so you're not planning to use the money. If I'm buying my investment. No, no, your money anyway you didn't plan to use, you planned to invest, I don't have to pay you. If I could use it for what I want, don't pay me. I wanted to leave it here to grow. If you stole it, for sure you got it. So, Rav Alpha's not nishta zeh. This is why I'm explaining why Rav Alpha's pshat loy nireh lonu. So we're not learning like Rav Alpha's. Kenish lonu. So Avada Tesis is asking a kasha, you have to pay. So we trust Tosfos that you have to pay. There's no suffering that Avada Yishachas, you have to pay. You have to pay. So what Tesis wants from Rashi? Maybe Einach Hanami you pay. Maybe Einach Hanami you pay. But what Tesis will? And Tesis decides, no. But mainly he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Zogin the Lomdim, the first pshat. The first pshat is the easy pshat. Tesis learned, if it's called Mazik and the Shachas, so the Pe'ula is already a Pe'ula of Mechale Karne, so he has to pay the whole thing. It's a mazik of mechale karme. So you write that some parts of it are not mechale karme. The male thesis learns, if I have to pay on the shachas, it's called lo shetam ila benutam. Maybe lo shetes is better. Well, mechale karme, shegam abaylim are yecholim mekzo. He's not only asking on the shachas. The male val the baylim could have taken it, and that you took away from the baylim, and you called the mazik, duch that your mazik and the whole thing. The male it's called mechale karme. And Rashi will learn that it's not called mechale karme. So again, the second mahalach we're learning is Rashi and Tesis are not cholek, avada you pay. Of the Tesis meant to ask, while you pay on the shachas, the whole thing is called mechale karme. And Rashi learned that not the whole thing is called mechale karme. And we have to understand, we say, what is the p'tur of mechale, loy mechale karme? It's a leichter mazik. It's a leichter mazik. This is one hesper. But the lomdim say a second hesper. And to say the second hesper is a lot of nuschoes in the world. Some don't say it. But we'll say it. I'll try maybe Adrabba, a little bit to be marchir b'in. It's a famous chikir from Reb Chaim. If someone has two stamps, everyone is worth $500, and you go and you tear one stamp, and now the other stamp is worth $1,000. You have to pay him or you don't have to pay him? Well, you have to pay him or you don't have to pay him? One was worth 500, the other one was worth 500, and you tore one stamp. The Welt says, no, I'm sorry. After I tore one stamp, the other stamp became worth 1,000 because it's the only stamp in the world. When you have two stamps in the world, everyone is worth 500. When I tear one stamp, now you're left with only one stamp. One stamp is much more expensive. It's worth 1,000. So the one that tore the stamp has to pay or doesn't have to pay. Reb Chaim, it's Mekubal that was treats Dodim and the Shaila. Mekubal that was treats Dodim and the Shaila. One tzad that you have to pay. One tzad that you don't have to pay. And one tzad that is stolen. If the other stamp became worth 1,000, you don't have to pay. But if the other stamp became worth 800, you have to pay the whole thing. I'll explain. One tzad says, come, we're free from the sugya. You have two stamps, one is worth 500, one is worth 500. I tore one stamp. The other stamp became worth 1,000. Machpat lecha if I made money or not. You will mazik a stamp, pay. This is one tzad. The other tzad is, you didn't, no hezek. The ma'is is because of me, is no hezek. The third set says like this. If it was taken no nezek, I'm not called a mazik. If it's a hezek, even that you made some money, then you call the mazik. The Osamech brings down this shaila in Perek Zayin Mischirus Legabi insurance. He calls it bituach. And the person told the person, if your cow will get lost, I will pay you. Now the shomer went and he lost the cow. So the guy asked him, where's my cow? He said, I gotta tell you, he's paying you if he loses it. So I was not mazik you, I'm not mechuyev. The insurance consumer, that is not to get to our sugi, you know. Abba Be'etzem, does it a shayla? Though Samael brings down the shayla. I didn't cause you a hezek. I want to explain. The case of insurance is a little bit less from Reb Chai. Because dear Be'etzem is a hezek, a zaitik person will give him a present. Like Reb Chaim says, this is special. What if someone was mazik someone? People in the city started to get rachmanis of him. They went, they bought him a house, they took care of him. So Reb Chaim, Ayala Aladas, the mazik says, look what good, how much good happened to you. About you chayev, they gave me a present. Insurance is also, even that it's made up to give a present. Here, in the case of the stem, Reb Chaim was mesupik, as Reb Chaim is brought down also as a sefer oil Yeshua, the Likutim, and Bobekame, there they have the from Reb Chaim. Moshe Sheorim brings down the Reb Chaim. Now we'll take the Reb Chaim to our suit. And this is our Avodah Kasha. How to take Reb Chaim to our suit. I will start with one Nusach. The person has a Sada, and his plan is to have fruits that are grown and worth $100. If no one will be mazik, if I will not chep, I will leave it like it is, the fruits will grow and they will be worth $100. My cow came and ate them. In the early stage, they ate them. She ate a hezek. She caused what she ate was caused shachas, $50. Say it. Now it grew again. It's worth $90. If I will, Lamazogan will start with the tzad and the stamps that. If it's worth $1,000, I don't have to pay. You come to me, our sugya, and it says, listen, now it's worth $90, please pay me $10. Well, I don't want to pay you. Without the sugya, you would have to pay. So the guy is suing $10. Zakteis for this. But he also has to pay for the 50. So we said, maybe ain't a chanami. Zog the veld. If he pays the 50, so how much the guy has in his hands now? 90 and 50, 140. He wants another $10 from some sugar. I paid you 50 for the shachas. It's worth 90. You know, if you will not touch it, it will be worth 100. If I will not touch it, it will be only 100. Now, if I'm paying you for the shachas, you already have 140. What is your tzad to ask? You're asking me that I damaged? I didn't damage you. If I will not be here, you'll be worth 100. Bizchus me, you're worth 130, 140. I'm not saying, I think even the 40 he doesn't have to pay, maybe only the 10. What? Maybe over the 10, could be, I'm not going into that, that's a second shlav. Oh, but for sure it's not mocking for the sugya. Wait, what are we asking? He's paying, the like of alphas, you're paying, we're asking, maybe you pay, and the sugya is discussing the 90. The shachas he has to pay, but the sugya is discussing the 90. What do you mean? Why not, Shaul? Why not? Why not?
Why did time?
What time? One second. I know that the Rishonim has a shayla of time. There's no timing. Taisa says time. No one discussing time. If he's discussing time, it's another hezek. It's not hakash in the Rishonim. He lost time. Hadashtenish in the Rishonim. He went in the first week. The Rashbo says that he's asking that Nishno, that's not Emes Rashi, he says people do it like this, it grows better. Pukhazi, people bring the animals in the beginning, they eat it, there's no Metzias. Every time you know today when it starts to grow, you call it, it grows better. No one loses time. This is the Derech Ha'ilo. It's the Derech Ha'ilo. I'm not going out to the Rashbo's Mahalach and the Sugya, but it's Derech Ha'ilo. So if Reb Chaim is right, I'm not discussing now, so we'll discuss maybe that Bichlal doesn't have to pay the 50. Aber let me say he has to pay the 50. But Ravada is no mokim to ask. And it could be the reason he would have to pay the 50 because now when he ate, he owes money. Now that he ate, he owes money. He pays the 50. Then it grows again. I'm coming, listen, you damaged me. I damaged you? I saved you. The mail is not developed. Tasteless will learn, and the stamps, you pay the money. What you gain from the side, don't come over to me. Mele, Tesis is asking Akasha, I'm sorry, I forget. Tesis learns that if it's worth 1,000, you don't have to pay. If it's worth 1,000, you don't have to pay. Mele, Tesis is asking Akasha, while you have to pay for the Shachas. So the Mele is no mokum to discuss Mechalikarmen, Le Mechalikarmen. What we asking? No, say in the Chanami you pay, but the discussion of the Sugi is the 90. If I pay, it's no 90. Muzai, I don't pay. This is why I don't pay. But if I pay, it's no sugya. If I pay 50, so you have already 140. So it's no sugya. So he's asking, and Rashi, we're asking, what about Rashi? Maybe that you pay, and the discussion is the last 10. If I pay that, it's no bill. Rashi learns 999. Rashi learns, even if you throw the stamp, that you pay me. When I made money, it's not your cheshbon. The Mele, you have to pay me. Now, this didn't grow the right way. This is the next of the sugya. This is one way to say it. This is the next of the sugya. Kach mikubal. And the Rosh Hashanah, he says, again, with the Reb Chaim, but to make the Cheshbon Fakert. He says, and it could be he's right. Again, we have two tzedakim in the stamp if you have to pay or not. Going back to our sugya, we have a modern sugya. It's a field that is worth 100. If I would not touch it, it's worth 100. I came and I ate. And now it's worth 90. Frank Tesfis, pay what you ate. Halt Rashi, you don't pay. Why you don't pay what you ate? It grew back. What I ate grew back. It was like half a feet. It grew back. I didn't damage you. What I ate grew back. And the end that didn't grow back good, not Emma Mazik. That is Lena Chalekarmen. Rashi was Cholek and Tesis is Kasha that I don't have to pay it. Because it grew back. Why to pay it? It grew back. And Tesis says, I was Mazik you. Grew back. Doesn't make a difference. Say again. The first way, all of this I call the first way, before we come to Rav Nochem's Mahalach and Tesfas. The Rav Alfas was mindy to us that Tesfas and the Rishonim came and asked Akasha and Rashi. You're discussing the 90 to the 100, but what's with the Shachas? So Rav Alfas came and said, Rashi holds value, while it's ain't a choizel, it's the Bible was not planning, you don't pay. And Tesis holds, you pay. So his machleik says, if you Rashi, you don't pay, if you Tesis, you pay. And that we had a kasha bepshat. First, who told the Tesis? Maybe Rashi also holds, you pay. And even Tesis. So what if you pay? Pay that, and it'll be another discussion in the sugya. Klapay the 10 and the 90. That you will pay, and it'll be another discussion. And on that shaila, we said, if we don't want to look like a Gilian Alphas, Avada the noise you pay. And the shaila we're asking is, if Antesus and Rashi, maybe you pay, but the noise is, if to pay that extra $10 or not. And that we said is three terutzi. One teretz we said is, that Antesus learns, if you have to pay on that, the whole thing is called Bechalik Arme. So you would have to pay even on the 90. Has a Shem Mazik. And Rashi holds it doesn't have a Shem Mazik. The second nusach we said, Tesis holds if you pay, so maybe you don't pay for the other one because there's no ezek. And Rashi holds, that in the stamps you have to pay. And the third Nusach is Punkt Vakert. Rashi Be'etzim holds you potu. Why Rashi holds you potu? Because it grew back, so I was not called a Mazik. Al-Derech Reb Chaim. And Tesis holds, no. I was a Mazik. When it grew back, it's Andere Chashm. All of this is nice Chashboines, but that's what it is. Reb Nochem came and he timed it like this. If you learn good the Tesfis and the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam Lefoneinu, it's not mashma, for sure not Dishtik Lachteira, that if you pay that, you cover this. And Rashi holds that you don't pay because the Baalim Mistar would not do it. It's mashma that the Rishonim was poshut to them, that Lefi Rashi you don't pay, period. Nothing. The Shachas, nothing. And why? Because it's called Loi Mechalek Arne. And the Rishonim asked, it's not true? That is Mechalek Arne. What he ate. We said Teiris. But when you read Lemoshul Tamid Rabbeinu Tam, Pirash Rashi, Dobo Shechoyzer Litzmoyach, Kimatchilo. It's Loi Mechalek Arne because it grew back. Vekoshe, Masheocha Lo Yitzmach. Why are you telling me Lo Mechalek Arne? That one, what he ate? He ate already. Mashma, that this was the noise. Rashi pattern, you know, our Rashi, Rashi is Loike Batchilo, so maybe Rashi is discussing that 90. Not only that, the Azad, the Rosh Hashanah says that could be, and that 90 you never have to pay. It's Gromit. If I come, I ate it when it was little, so it never grew. What? What I damaged? How much was worth what I damaged? $50? $60? I damaged $60. Now, because of that, it didn't grow. Who said I'm chayav to pay such a sach? Pashas, I'm not chayav to pay such a sach. Because of me, this is called grom de behemtoy. It's not grom de behemtoy, it's grom de behemtoy. I have to pay. If an animal comes into your house and the house smells now, no one wants to buy the house, I have to pay? No. This is called Grom de Behemtoy. She ate it because of that it's not growing. And no one is discussing it. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not so sure why it's called that it's not Lemchalikarne. If it's worth 90, so it didn't grow exactly. Like I started to ask in the beginning, and I'm not so sure if it's a kasher or not. Zog Reb Nochem. The Rishonim never discussed all of these shailas that we're discussing with the Reb Chaim. Maybe after we have to go back to see where is that question. You don't have to pay. Rashi says you don't pay nothing. Why? It grows back. But what I ate? It says in the Gemara and Daf Nun Ches. And my goodness, that if an animal eats, Rashi holds, as a Gemara, Shomim Sode Agav Arugo. It's a very shver sugya. Made of Sodeyu, made of Karmo Yeshalem. Ochlo Arugo Ben Arugois. And the Gemara has a hold Rosh. Rashi explains that when an animal eats in a field, you don't, Lamashon, she ate 5 kilos of tomatoes. You don't go to the market and you say, how much costs 5 kilos of tomatoes? I'm saying 100 shekel. You say, how much this field is worth with the tomatoes? And how much it's worth without tomatoes? And that price you pay. Now, exactly how is the measurement? We'll get later. But Reb Chaim asked the kashas, if someone throws a stone on a window of a house, you don't have to pay because it's the same price, the house with the window without the window. Yeah, if an animal eats one tomato, some of the price will never change. These are kashas later. How could be when you can't measure one way, you go to a different measurement. But that's the shitas Rashi. And Tesis says, Ma pitom? Why to measure it? Agav the kag. As mevur and the Gemara later in the Nun Ches, and we'll see it. There's a couple of sugis that we'll be touching soon. Well, Rashi learns we look at it like it's a hezek to the karka. And Tesis says it's a hezek to the payers. Where we have it very stark, in the Vov, the Gemara says, an animal that ate Peres Shel Hekdesh. Rashi learns, Potu, because Ein Me'ile Bekarka. Ein Me'ile Bekarka. Zok Talmid Rabbeinu Tam in the Vov, Ein Me'ile Bekarka. He ate Peres. He's Me'il Bekarka. He ate Peres. He's Me'il Bekarka. As I frag Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Zok Reb Noch. As Mevurder, as a Machlekes Rashi and Tesfes, and Lehedye, Talmid Rabbeinu Tam in the Vov speaks it out. That Rashi learned, maybe it's a Svore, Posuk, that when an animal eats in the Sode, the Hezek is clapping the Sode, not clapping the parents. And the measurement is in the Sode. Like everyone agrees that if an animal will make a hole in the ground, the price will have to be to see how much you could sell that ground. Yep. Emalasot. If she ate tomatoes that were mechuborim to the karga, the measurement is how much damage was made to the karga. And Taisa says, no. She bites, she's toilish, we done at the peiros mitzad atzmi. Till Rashi says in Davov, ein meile bekarka, and Rabbeinu Tam, Talmid Rabbeinu Tam in Davov, is chilek and Rashi. ואיזה מפרשי משום נאמרים בעם מהיל מגולו בגודל קרקע ולאב מרסי דהוד נאמרים מילים בגודל קרקע לאב בו איכל ממחו ברקוי די אפשר להכיל אבל הקלישה וכיימון שנדלשו לו מיקרי גדולי קרקע אלו שיושב על גבי אילו נשאר הנועס ונהנה מהמחו בבשר בפרוטו and Rashi says no צבוב המודבז נהנה בבב המודבז So Rashi learns that the mazik of our sugya is a mazik to the karka. While it's a mazik to the karka, forget about now, it grew back the same. It grew back the same. Before our Loshon Rashi. The way Talmid Rabbeinu Tam brings Rashi. What do you want to charge me for what I ate? The karka was not damaged. The karka is exactly the same. Why to pay? The karka was not damaged. Nothing happened to the karka. The karka is worth exactly the same amount of money because everything will grow back. I was not mazik the karka. Tesis and Rabbeinu Tam Shitosom that learned that the measurement is in the peiros. Savada am a mazik. So this is the nice of the Rishon. Rashi learned it's loy mechali karne because it's going to grow back. So the mele is no hezek to the karka. You have to know the mele is nischadish that you are chayim. The mele is nischadish that you are chayim. But Rashi learns that legabi the peiros what I ate, avada is no mechayim. Maybe what we could discuss, if you, we have a Rashi lefoneinu, if it didn't grow back the same, maybe that part that I damaged the karka. That part that I damaged the karka. But again, legabi etzem ha'achile, it's not vile, it grows back, it's not called a mazik. It's not called a mazik bichlal. And that the Rishonim hold, I'm called a mazik. I will be madgish. If I'm called a mazik, mislam I'm a mazik and the whole thing. That everyone understands. Rashi learns I'm bichlal nishken mazik. If it grows back, I'm not a mazik. What is the mazik of the sugya? The grad didn't grow back. Same. But Rashi's chiddush is klapi when it's growing back. What I ate, avada I'm not a mazik. Because the measurement is the gabi de kanka. And legabi de karka is no hezek. So while it's no hezek legabi de karka, the mele I'm not called a mazik.
If I'm trying to sell it before it grew back,
mistomet will be the same price. And I will explain. When I ate it, it was not ready. So the price was for the market. With his timing, I don't know what the timing, but it goes back. And the time that the market will be, it'll be back. He has in that 2 weeks, but now anyway, people are not buying it for now. But people want a soda that has payers that you can sell. People want payers that lemaisi you can sell. So mele Rashi holds on Reb Nochum, I'm not called the Masi. The noise is the karka. And Tesis holds nishtase. Tesis holds nishtase. Just we could add a little bit. Rashi says, She'ein eri chuzeres ligdol kmoi shiloshana Tesis. The kind of shima bailim are you choylim likzor. The bailim also could have done it. Not that the Bailim Bederech Klal do it. The Bailim don't want to do it. Like the Gilyon Alpha says, the Bailim don't want to do it. So we can add. I want to go betush shlovim bedas Rashi. Again, the Talmid Rabbi Nutam about Rashi, and he asked the Kasha, what happened when he ate? The Talmid Rabbi Rashi, I'm measuring the karka. B'meila, I'm not called the mazik. So what is the noise of the mazik of the sugya? Well, it didn't grow back the same. That chelik, if you have to pay or not. But we can add, lo yitzuya, it will really grow back the same. And everyone in the world would cut the field. Then, even though the mazik is the karka, I would have to pay. Now I will explain. I will ask you a kasha. Every person that eats, every animal that eats peiros, say he was not mazik, next year the peiros will be again. And I don't know if the price of the peiros changed or not. The Torah says, about these peiros of this year is for sure yichayev. You know how to be magdil. You don't say the karka himself every year could produce peiros. Just say, avad nishkentayne. The karka could produce peiros. Lo yitzuya, it grows back the same. Mistama, every person would cut it for one time. So then it's like different years. So you ate that part. Then for sure you have to pay. But while people did not cut it, so we're looking at it like a part of the karka. So we want the misaken. It's be'etzem two different drachim to learn the sugya. The first derech of the Gilyon Alfas. What everything we said. But the first derech learns that we have a kasha and Rashi. What's with the hefsed of what he ate? And we tried to answer it. We're all different mahalch. Or the Rashi taka holds you potu, like Gilyon Alfas. Or the for sure you hold on in chayev, but it's not a stira. And Tesis learned that you chayev. And b'meile he learned that it's a stira. Or because it's called mechale karne. Or because if you pay for this, you don't have to pay for that. This is the first derech. And this was the noise of the sugya. The second derech is, the Rishonim was poshut to the Lefi Rashi, you don't pay. And the Rishonim were choylek that you pay. And what's the given the Nikudas HaMachlekes if you pay or not pay? The Nikudas HaMachlekes was not Reb Chaim. Nikudas HaMachlekes was not Reb Alfas. Nikudas HaMachlekes was how we look at it. If we look at the Gehezek and a Peres, Avada you pay. If we look at it, a Hezek of the Karka, you don't pay. And this is the Machlekes. Rashi and Tesla Shitosu, we'll see later, and the whole will become it. Rashi learns, we look at it like a Hezek of the Karka, till Rashi calls it Ein Mehile Bekarka. And Yisham et Agav Karka, and Teis is called, it's called Tolush. Time and time called, and it's called Tolush. If it's called Tolush, Avada you a Mazik. Avada you a Mazik. Now, if you're Rashi, then you're not a Mazik. So, what is the noise of the Sugya? L'chura, the noise of the Sugya is, but the Maise, it didn't grow back. So now you have to know. Maybe you're a Mazik. What the Firashi the noise of the sugi is? Ari, the Gemara says that the Maisa you have to pay on Loi Mechali Karma. And we explained that the Maisa was not Mazik the Karka. So if the noise is that Mikol Mekoyim I have to pay, Amul Mistabo that the noise is, Ein Echanami what I ate I don't have to pay, but the Maisa now in the end of the day, the payers are worthless, so in the end of the day the sod is damaged. Aber it's Loi Mechali Karma. This is the nice if you have to pay or you don't have to pay. Lama Zen, the Hemshech HaTesis. Elo Yeshloima. Tesis says in Nupshat Elohim Mechalikam. Shetin for Peres Lehano Oso. Mikol Mokim Korilele. Come on, and Tivas Peres Lehano Oso told I, Lechure, if it's came on the Pashta to call Hairi Be'achila the Mechale Karma. So there's two parts in Tesis. First, I understand what Tesis means and what Tesis is asking Akasha. Tesis says that what is the case of Loi Mechale Karma? The case of Loi Mechale Karma is Tin for Peres. Why it's called Loi Mechale Karma? Why it's called Loi Mechale Karma? So the Rashash, I think, says you could wash it. Some say even if you can wash it, but the keren alein is, wait, it's worthless or it's not worthless? I'm sure it's worthless. It's dirty fruit. So Rasha says, no, you could fix it. So you write that it's a tircha to fix it, but loy mechale karne, karne ido. And some say, no, even if you can fix it, it's called loy mechale karne, because Lemaise, the keren is there, so we do it on top of it. The keren is there, it's called Loi Mechale Karma. It's called Loi Mechale Karma. So it was a sarkedai toch that you're not chayev b'chayegav. Sarkedai toch that you're not chayev b'chayegav. Frek te zekashe, so why the Gemara calls it a tolde? Why are they telling what this means to say? The Gemara later says, Tin for Peres is a Tode. You write that the beer is a chile, of a vow will you not dum ye the regel even loy mechale karme. So the dum ye the regel has to talk even on Tin for Peres. So it's also considered that the Tere spoke about it. It's very far. The Tere didn't speak about Tin for Peres. The Tere spoke about the beer. Just we know that it's lav dafka the beer, because dum ye the regel. That even Loi Mechale Karma. But Tesis understands that while it's doing the regel, the Loi Mechale Karma, so it goes into the Pasuk. What?
Not working in the
Havamina
then?
No, you ask the Havamina Maskona, it's the Maskona.
The person is going in the
Havamina. The Havamina. So the answer is that the price is the Maskona. We're asking in Pesukim. I'm going to have care from that. This doesn't mean I have a minute. This is asking a child. The film my pshat that Tin for Peres, this is the case of Loi Mechale Karma. And the Maskona, we learn how to do the regel. Loi Mechale Karma. We learn the Maskona, it's not a Torah, it's Mefurish in the Torah. And this answer is, it's not Mefurish Lehevi. I'm asking, it's Bichlal not Mefurish. The Pasuk spoke about Shem. But do me the regel that it's Lav Davka Mechale Karma. But it means that the Teres spoke about the case of Tin for Peres. And in Teses is mashma that this Posuk Ki'ilu spoke on Tin for Peres. It's a Oreb Pshat. Maybe later we'll have an answer. It's a Oreb Pshat. Arilchur, the Posuk of Vishilech is al Regel, not al Shem. Just we learn Dum Yed Regel that is Lav Davka Mechale Karne, who had in Shem is Lav Davka Mechale Karne. But now that the Posuk is a Rein Gizetz, the Tin for Peres. Mikol Mekoyim, this is Be'etzem Tzuras HaGemor. Now, what we have to be Moitzi is that Lefi Rashi, like we started in the beginning, Lefi Rashi is Mevur in the Gemore, that Misvore, you will only be Chayev in Mechale Karne. And Loi Mechale Karme, you will not be Chayev. And Loi Mechale Karme, you will not be Chayev. And Lefi Tesis, we said, Misvor, you will be Chayev in both. Aber Val Steit Vibir was the Salkedaito that is a mute. אבל כדאי לו that is a מיעוט, that is ממעט דווקא מחל לקרנה ולא מחל לקרנה נת. השאלה היא, וזה זה עבונה בסבורה, to understand why לפי רשי מסבורה הרוצה דווקא מחל לקרנה, why מסבורה הוא דווקא עושה מחל לקרנה, and לפי תזה מסבורה הוא נת ביחילות. מכל מקום, the Gemara finishes, and this is what we בעצם, the Gemara says, so why I need two פסוקים? So the Gemara, קומש מלות, ואשתדו כמיני הרגל, שנדלו מחל לקרנה מנולו. דום יד הרגל. מה הרגל לא ישנו מחל לקרנה ולא ישנו לא מחל לקרנה? אף שן לא ישנו מחל לקרנה ולא ישנו לא מחל לקרנה. ולא נעד דום יד הרגל. And we said, בישתי מלפי תאיסס זה דום יד הרגל, כי זה מרגל לא זה סייבי ביר. ועל אם רגל לא זה סייבי ביר, ומילא, אין רגל אז לא מחל לקרנה. אבל לפי רעשי זה מסבור אהבי די מייר תאה מחל לקרנה, ואיך תאיס את תסי, תת רגל אז לא מחל לקרנה. מייבי רגל אז אוסו לא מחל לקרנה. אבל בסדר, רעשי סייז, דול לא הקסיר בו בביר. נשינו יהיה פוסוק. תרעש בו, אוסו אסס בקשה. הרדי כמו אוסס דום ידי רגל. מייבי רגל אז אוסו דווקא בלא מחל לקרנה. הרדי קצי דום ידי רגל. שלי ואיך הפשטין הדרגע דלי מחל לקר לתפי משם יש לא אמר דסתם רגל אינו מחל אלא דוירס ומקלקל. ובהום מסתבר אלי נמי דלי אמרין הניבחה רגל דום ידשן מה שן דמחליה אף רגל דמחליה שום דסתם רגל לא ימחליה. So the Rashi says it's a svore. Regel misvore is loy mechalye. Shein misvore is mechalye. So, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, I want to finish the sugye. I want to, the noise in the sugye is be'etzem, if lemaskone, regel is v'shilach, v'shen is v'bir, or maybe lemaskone, after the whole sugye is, the posuk is talking both sayan shen, sayan regel. I will have to see Be'ez Hashem.